The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome in to Zolak and Bertrand with Beetle, Hardy, McCone, back at it on this Tuesday. Hardy, you get everybody's coffee okay over there?
No, I got nobody's coffee.
There's no coffee?
No, there is no coffee. My apology. McBone didn't want any. Sorry, T-Bone. Sorry, Kristen. Sorry to me. I was trying to get coffee. Mobile ordering was not up. I walked in. There's three people in line. I said, I'm not going to make it. I didn't leave myself enough time. It's my fault. It's my fault for not leaving myself enough time. It's my fault for offering to get coffee when I didn't know if I was going to be able to deliver. So I blew it.
And now nobody gets coffee.
I blew it. But it does appear that there's a gentleman here fixing the coffee machine at work. It looks like that's happening right now. Did you see that, T-Bone? Did you witness that? So are you going to be okay? T-Bone's the only hothead here. Kristen will be fine. You know, she was like, oh, sure, I'll take one. It was no big deal. T-Bone was like, yes. And this is what kills me about T-Bone. You know what he orders, Beetle.
I mean, I do. I don't know that our listeners know.
Medium ice black coffee. I'm like, is that so special that you need me to get it for you?
T-Bone, do you have a iced and hot line of demarcation in the year where you go from one to the other?
No. It's a feel thing.
Line of demarcation. Like I need,
it's like a real feel type of thing. Like
I need Dunkin' because I need blueberry iced coffee. Show me where else I can get a blueberry iced coffee.
Is that still a thing?
What do you mean, is it still a thing?
They still offer that flavor?
Yeah. Always and forever. And that's my drink. It has been for well over a decade now. That's it. Blueberry iced coffee. If there's any other place, I'd try it, but I'm sure I'm not going to like it as much as Dunkin'. You can get a cold black iced coffee anywhere. So I don't feel bad about not getting
it. Can you get it here?
I told you.
That answer, T-Bone.
He was going to be the problem. He was going to be the problem. Yeah, you can go make one. Go make a hot coffee and stick it in the freezer for 30 minutes, and then you'll have iced coffee when it's cold. You could do that.
How does that help me now?
You want to talk about Patrick Mahomes, Beetle?
I do.
Let's do that.
I do want to talk about Patrick Mahomes. He has plenty of money for coffee. Patrick Mahomes is going to sign a 10-year deal with the Kansas City Chiefs. 10 years. That has, I don't even know what this means, but I'm going to tell you what the report is. $477 million in guarantee mechanisms. I haven't heard it phrased that way ever on an NFL contract, but no. I'm hearing it phrased that way today. Guarantee mechanisms.
Well, I'm hearing it constantly. I'm hearing it as though it were a thing. Like, I just want to raise my hand and say, well, that's not really a thing. I mean, it's either guaranteed or it's not. Well, here's the like, to me, this is their idea of a guaranteed mechanism. All right, second year in, if we still want you to be our quarterback, we'll have you here as a quarterback, and you're guaranteed 80% of your salary that we have earmarked for that year, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a guarantee. That's a mechanism. If you're, you know, if you're here and if you're doing it, then you're guaranteed that, well, no, then you just pay me. That's not a guarantee. That's just paying me for doing a job. How much of it is guaranteed? How much, when he signed that contract yesterday, is he guaranteed to make? That is what a guarantee is. I don't know what a guarantee mechanism is.
I read from a great column that was posted today on ESPN by Bill Barnwell, where he sort of breaks down question by question all the things you might ask about this deal? And he, in his number of questions that he tries to address, there is a subheading that says, "What on earth is a guarantee mechanism?"
Good. I like it already.
And under the, and this is why I like this story, because the way he sort of laid it out. And he says, the hot new term coined to make the Mahomes deal look even more significant. It appears that a guarantee mechanism is the language in a deal designed to trigger a guarantee at a particular date and time. The language itself is nothing new, but it plays a unique role in this particular extension. He says, let's start with a quick explainer. Most years of NFL contracts are not guaranteed, meaning that a veteran could theoretically make it all the way through the preseason before being cut without their income guaranteeing. He says, he gives some examples of it, of guys who were cut before a season started, and he said when veterans sign extensions, they typically try to get it in writing that their organization will have to guarantee their salary at or near the beginning of the new league year in March. We've seen that how many times? Oh, they got to cut them by March, the start of the new league year, because that triggers guarantees, right? And so it says forcing the teams to either keep them or cut them while the league is still in free agency and you have a chance to get another job. He says in Mahomes' case, for example, the Chiefs have to guarantee each of his salaries and roster bonuses by the third day of each league year. So it's like counting money that could be in, you know, 8 years from now. If they don't cut him by the third day of the new league year, his salary becomes guaranteed. That doesn't mean that that money is guaranteed to him.
No, no. The only thing that it sounds like it's guaranteed are the injury guarantees. Like, if he gets injured and he can't play because of that, there's a fair amount of guaranteed money in there. But beyond that, no, guarantee mechanisms are, they're not incentives, but they're not guarantees either. They're like, oh, if you're here, we'll pay you. Like, no crap. That's a job. That's, you have a job here until we fire you, and then you don't have a job here anymore. Oh, but if you are here, guaranteed we'll pay you. Oh, gee, thank you. That's awesome. Well, what, I appreciate that. It's just...
It's, so there, the real numbers to, are...
There seems
the real
to,
numbers are,
yes.
Tom Pelissero says.
Give me
the, and he's got the best breakdown of it anywhere. He's got it in charts and graphs and year by year and cash that will be paid out and base salaries and bonus money spread out over the life of the deal. He says the real number is $63 million fully guaranteed at signing. And by next March, again, through a mechanism that will trigger in the new league year, it will be $103 million guaranteed by next March. But the fully guaranteed number, $63 million.
Right. So he's got a chunk up front as a signing bonus. He's got, you know, the first season. And then after that, it sounds like, oh, yeah, if you're on the roster, if you're ready to play, McCone, right?
Yeah.
3 days into the league year, then you get the money for that year, because the AAV on this thing is outrageous. It's, you know, over $40 million. So that's how they get there. Now, each year is that full amount guaranteed? Pretty close to it, but you still have to have the job.
You still gotta get there.
You still gotta get there each year. Which, okay, you know what? As far as the Chiefs go and as far as the deal, I like it a lot better like this. I don't know if it's great for Patrick Mahomes.
It's not. It's my first thought when I, without even knowing the dollar figures or the guarantee mechanisms or any of this, when I heard he had signed a 10-year deal yesterday, I think someone in our group texted, and I thought right away, a 10-year deal? What are you doing? You're young. You're so good. You're going to want to go back onto that market at some point and get a giant paycheck again, a full guaranteed money type of situation.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Because if you're not good, if you're worried about, oh, well, this guarantees me all this money and this, you know, all the security of it over the course of 10 years. No, if you're not good at any point, they're going to kick you to the curb like they always do in the NFL. You want to get back out on that. You want to either have the threat of going back to the market or actually go to the market and get another massive upfront bonus payment. That's what you want. Why, you know, sign a 5-6 year deal. Don't do a 10 year deal. I immediately thought, oh, this can't be good for him. It's got to be team friendly.
Someone said to me on Twitter, it sounds an awful lot like team options. Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like a 10 year deal. Well, oh, when's the team option? Every single year.
Right.
he signed a 1 year contract with a team option for next year that also triggers another option for the following year and do that, you know, nine times. And that's kind of what it sounds like he signed. And for the Chiefs, yeah, that's a good deal. Good deal for them, I think.
I think it is too. And that was what the lead was on that Barnwell story. He says, why am I feeling like the Chiefs just got away with a team-friendly deal? He said, while the reported numbers represent a transcendent contract, the guarantees aren't quite at that level. Mahomes has a resume unlike any quarterback in football history through three seasons, but his contract in the short term is more in line with what we would have expected for other first-round quarterbacks than what it might seem. So I feel like, yeah, the Chiefs probably got a deal that will benefit them in the long term, and you know they'll be able to keep Patrick Mahomes' numbers controlled. And if Patrick Mahomes is great and he wants to play there his whole career, then I guess good for him. But I don't think it represents maximum value or maximum earnings for him. Potential is lost a little bit in this. So maybe he's doing it for the good of his team. Maybe that's his plan.
Is it?
I'll give them stability. I'll give them the ability to plan, and you know I'll be happy by the end if I make $500 million at the end of my career, and everyone, you know, and they could continue to put pieces around me. Maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah, and it's if he's trying to do what's best for the team, great. Is this right for the team? Well, yeah, of course. If they have a chance to get out of it every single year, it's good for them. It's good for him like right now, and I think it'll be good for him for about 3-4 years. Beyond that, no. I as a player, I would think you would want some more guaranteed. You probably wouldn't have as much. But look, Beetle, if he ends up staying there for the entire term of the contract, it's a phenomenal deal for him. It's fantastic. That is money above and beyond what anyone else has made in this league and in most sports. I mean, that is a mega, mega contract. But it's not much of a contract if they can get out of it every single year and just say, nope, yep, we decided not to have you here, so therefore there's no guarantee. There's nothing.
Well, it's not even like the every year. It's the years down the road, four,
yes,
5-6 years from now.
Right.
When they could just say, see you later, and they're not gonna be suffering as a result of it. So that's really what it is. Because for the next few years, there's no doubt you're willing to pay a premium to have him on your roster and have that guy be your quarterback. And from a Patriots perspective, Hardy, guy's not going anywhere. Guy's going to be in Kansas City and in the AFC for the foreseeable future. Any path to the Super Bowl has to go through Mahomes.
Yeah, and
the
you
same
know what?
Way for years it had to go through Brady,
right,
or
and
Manning.
That's fine. I don't think of that as being any kind of big development on the Patriots front, because big free agent quarterbacks hardly ever leave. Tom Brady being the exception, obviously, but that,
sure.
I mean, that is a rarity. That is a guy who is now into his mid-40s. That's when they leave. They don't leave, you know, like Mahomes, who was 24 years old. They don't leave 4 years after. Let's say he had signed a more standard deal, a four-year deal, you know, mega money, and it was going to be $200 million guaranteed. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You know, this is insane. If he had played well, was he going to leave after those 4 years? No. Almost certainly not, because players
right.
in this league, quarterbacks in this league, don't leave when they're in their prime due to free agency. It just doesn't happen. They sign extensions early, and they stay there for the duration until, as we have seen, whether it's with Joe Montana or Brett Favre or Tom Brady. At the very end, that's when it gets to be a wild card situation.
617-779-0985. Your reaction to the Patrick Mahomes mega deal that he signed with the Chiefs yesterday. In addition to that, look back at some of the other quarterbacks who have signed 10-year deals in the NFL, including one right here in New England when Drew Bledsoe signed a 10-year deal. We'll touch on that and your calls coming up next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle. 98.5,
the Sports Hub. The language is still being going over right now, but I'm told that it's a $140 million injury guarantee. So Patrick Mahomes has the protection he needs. He's got the upside he wants. He's got the contract he sought. They've been going back and forth on this deal for the last few months and finally have an agreement in place to where Mahomes will sign that. But you're asking for the guarantee, $140 million in injury guarantee. The new money is worth $45 million per year on average. That's the 10-year extension worth $450 million. He had 2 years left, and so he's under contract to the Kansas City Chiefs through the 2031 season.
Seven 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 nine zero 98.5, the telephone number. Beetle, Hardy, McCone in the glass case.
You guys see who scooped Schefter on this story, by the way?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the girl at the liquor store.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then she got nervous and deleted the tweet. So if you haven't heard that story, there was a girl who works at a liquor store near where the Chiefs facility is, and someone came in and bought, what, 6 bottles of champagne or something, and told her, oh, there's a big deal today. Didn't tell her what it was, and I guess he told her what it wasn't. There was another player that I think was referenced.
Chris Jones.
And so when that was going on, she said, it's not Chris Jones, so I assume it's Mahomes. And the girl ended up being right. And then she got nervous and thought she was, like, going to get fired or get the guy fired. But the guy didn't tell her. She was guessing.
Right. Why would you?
What?
I don't know. It seems like a, that. Like, could you imagine being a liquor store employee in Boston or around Foxborough? And somebody comes in, do that, and you post on social media about it, but then you get scared and delete it? Like, what are they going to do to me? How am I going to get in trouble for this? You know, it happened. It was an actual interaction with another human being. It's not like state secrets were exchanged. So what?
I think that does happen often. You know, Bill Belichick goes over to Route 1 Liquors and, you know, he's, let me see what we got here. You know, and then he buys his booze, and then he tells the clerk, you know, I just did a big deal. I just signed Cam Newton.
It's,
you
know,
I think that exact thing. Like, yeah, right. Yeah, got a big deal here tonight. Special teams captain.
Yeah.
You know, we're big on all three phases.
The players made change, and it may not be Bill. It might be Nick Caserio. You know, walking in saying like...
Who also sounds exactly like Bill.
Exactly.
So that impression just applied.
The bad one. The impression doesn't have to change. It's like, in case you're worried about we haven't extended Patrick Chung lately, don't worry about it.
Don Perry on. Yeah.
Well, Patrick Chung extension, what can I give? Why don't you give me a 4-pack of White Claw? That's yeah. Pretty much all it really is.
4-pack of White Claw.
I mean, it's another Patrick Chung extension. What are we doing? Why don't you just give me that little shrink rack 10-pack of fireballs there, and we'll call it a day. Okay.
Wiser tall boy.
Yeah. Let me get some high lifes there. We just locked up Shaq Mason. what are we doing here?
The Slater deal. Yeah. Oh, do you need Dom? You know, just give me a bottle of that Barefoot Chardonnay. That's fine. We're just not really doing much of a thing. It's kind of a. How much is that? $9? Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I don't need the big sleeve of plastic cups either. Do you have a smaller one? There's literally like two of us celebrating this.
So there are very few players who have been in the category of getting a 10-year contract in their career. And here are the guys that have done it. Donovan McNabb signed a 12-year deal. And by the way, I did not realize that so many of these things existed. There's a handful, and it's way more than I thought it would be.
Oh, of the 10 and 12-year deals?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, when I hear a 10-year, I'm like, wow, nobody signs a 10-year deal. Oh. But no, these guys did. Donovan McNabb signed a 12-year deal with the Eagles in 2002 that had a max value of $115 million. Brett Favre signed what was called at the time a lifetime contract in 2001. He played for two different teams. The lifetime contract in 2001, he agreed to a 10-year, $100 million deal with the Packers. Yeah. That didn't exactly work out because he ended up with other teams, as Hardy just said. So there was also Michael Vick, who signed a 10-year, $130 million deal with the Falcons on Christmas Eve 2004. That didn't exactly work out great either by the end. Dante Culpepper, 10 years, $102 million contract that included $16 million in guarantees before the 2003 season. And then there was Drew Bledsoe, who got a 10-year, $103 million deal with the Patriots back in 2001. That's one that we probably all remember more here in Boston than any of those other ones. And here's what I would say about all those deals. None of those players made it to the end of the deals. And none of those deals hurt any of their teams. None of the teams suffered because they signed those contracts. None of them. Mm. They're all fine. They're all doing, the cap didn't kill them on them. They were able to get out of the deals when the players weren't good anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, is there any example of a team signing a deal like this?
No.
And the team getting the end and saying, oh, that was a mistake.
Right.
We shouldn't have done that. Is there any chance the Kansas City Chiefs regret the deal?
I would say no.
There's no way.
And the only ones that, you know, would really be eye-popping in terms of age, because I looked at, you know, how old were these guys? Patrick Mahomes, who's like, well, he was the only one that was, you know, this young, they locked him up at 24. No, Michael Vick was 24 years old when he signed the 10-year deal. Both Culpepper and Donovan McNabb were 26. The eye poppers are Favre at 31 and Bledsoe at 29. And Beadle, you know, I mean, you lived through the Bledsoe signing. You were, you know, here and watched it as it happened. There wasn't all that much money guaranteed in that
14
deal.
I think $14 million was the total guarantee if he made it, again, through various mechanisms, Hardy.
Yeah, guaranteed mechanisms.
Through guaranteed mechanisms, I think that was, you know, sort of the number. But I think, like, actual hard guarantees, it may have been $8 million. $8 million. That's okay. $8 million. So what?
Yeah.
Like, no big deal. No big deal at all. And so it did not come back to bite anybody. And I remember that deal had like an out after the first year of the deal. There was an out in the deal, Hardy.
Yes.
There was another 7-point-something million due in year two. That if the team thought that year one didn't go well of the 10-year extension or there was an injury, they could get out of it and not pay it. Now, we know how it ended. He did get hurt, and then he was traded. So the Patriots never even got to that point on the deal. But there's nothing that hurt them in the long term. And granted, they had some flexibility with their quarterback position and Brady making not as much money as he was worth and being young and having been a sixth-round draft pick. So, yeah, I mean, I look at that and say, there's another deal that was a big monster deal, and it was no problem to trade him and move on a year later.
Yes.
Okay. So, I think there's a chance Mahomes looks back at some point and realizes he could have actually made more, and I get what you're saying. Half $1 billion, is, if he makes it to that amount of money, is a ridiculous sum of money. It'll be more than anyone's ever made. But maybe at some point he realizes, yeah, if I had shortened up the deal and gone for another one, I could have made more. Now, you know, is the financial security worth it to him, the $63 million? Yeah, of course you want $63 million in this league when careers can be cut short on a moment's notice. But he could have gotten that same guaranteed money on a shorter deal. He didn't need a 10-year deal to get $63 million guaranteed.
Yeah,
fully guaranteed cash.
A lot can happen with, you know, maybe not so much ownership, but certainly with coaches and the players around you. And, it, you know, you could very easily find yourself in a few years in a situation where there isn't a clear-cut solution or end in sight to, you know, what could be a downturn. And as long as you are anything close to Patrick Mahomes, they're going to have the ability to sign you again and again and again, because as this guy Paul on Twitter pointed out, it sounds a lot like a contract with a bunch of team options year after year after year, which is kind of what it sounds like to us too. So there is a bit of a gamble on that side of it too, but I give him credit for not saying no. It's not all about guaranteed money. I'm willing to essentially go out there and prove that I'm worth it season after season. And if I do, I am going to be rewarded at the highest level for, you know, what anybody is making for a quarterback on an average annual value for that amount of time, and could end up being the highest paid player in the game for a time until someone else comes along and eclipses him, as it always happens. But for now, I think it's admirable that he's not just looking for the guaranteed money. Would he kick himself if he ended up injured or somehow otherwise unable to play? Yeah, I'm sure. But the $63 million that he ends up, you know, getting and cashing in on right away, it's not a bad payday. You'll be able to live very well on that for a very long time. So I credit him for not being overly greedy about it, for not needing a bunch of guaranteed money. And you got to give credit to the Chiefs on this one, too, because it looks like something that they will be able to go year to year on. And as long as they like what they have in Patrick Mahomes and they don't see any other better options or need to trade him, then they're going to have him locked up for a long time.
Speaking of contract regrets, there is someone that has no regrets whatsoever, and that would be Mookie Betts. Some comments from Mookie yesterday that we will get to coming up. Oh, phone lines are open as well, 617-779-0985. And we'll talk about Tom Brady before the hour is done. Don't go anywhere.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No regrets for Mookie Betts. That's the word out of Dodgers camp. Mookie was asked about turning down $300 million from the Red Sox. And you know what I think is happening with Mookie Betts right now, Hardy?
What's that?
He's not going to admit to himself that he has some regrets about maybe not taking the $300 million, or he doesn't want to admit to himself that maybe $300 million won't be there for him this coming offseason. Because if he were to do that, that would be incredibly painful for him to realize. It's almost like a self-defense mechanism, if you will.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah, because he can say whatever he wants right now in terms of, nope, everything happens for a reason, and I'm you know, once I make a decision, I stick with it, and blah, blah, blah. Dude, you could have had $300 million from a team where presumably things were pretty good. The fan base absolutely loved you. It's a real baseball town. They've proven many times over the last 20 years that they're willing to do a lot to have a winning team there. No, of course you thought you were going to make more. That's why you didn't sign.
Here, Mark, let's hear from Mookie Betts himself.
And I'm just kind of wondering, you know, there was a report that you turned down $300 million from the Boston Red Sox. You know, given everything that's going on, you know, economically right now, labor-wise in baseball, you know, do you have any second thoughts about that now in retrospect? And how confident are you that the market will be there for you this winter if you do perform?
I don't. Like, regret turning down that. And that was, you know, once I make a decision, I'm making a decision. I'm not going back and questioning myself. You know, so I don't worry about that. And, you know, the market will be what the market is. You know, we'll just kind of cross that bridge when we get there. But for right now, like I said, it's just the safe and health things that we need to, that I'm worried about. And, that whole thing's on the back burner.
I don't regret it. I don't. I cannot have regrets. I don't live with regrets, he's saying. Which, by the way, I can't stand the no regrets thing. The people that just live by that. No regrets. Really? None? No regrets?
Even Sinatra. Regrets? He had a few. I mean, even Sinatra had a few. Well, Mookie, you can't have, you're better than Sinatra?
But does he have anything that he should look back on and say that was a bad decision? But was it a bad decision at the time?
No.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was a bad decision at the time, and that's probably what he's telling himself.
That's my credo. No regrets.
Like, he could not have known that the current situation would exist and would hurt his future. As a result,
nobody saw this coming. But when we first started talking about this, I said, I wonder if there will be something in the short term where players who are offered up, you know, certain deals might be more inclined to take them as opposed to, you know, doing the wait and see approach, because this has been a bit of an eye opener. Now, it's certainly, I don't think it applies at all to the Patrick Mahomes deal, because, well, there's a whole lot of money there on the table, and it seems like a good deal for both sides. It's odd, and I don't want to get back to Patrick Mahomes here. I know we're talking about Mookie, but, you know, that is a rare instance where it seems like, yeah, both sides seems to make out pretty well on this thing. Both sides did an admirable job. I just wonder if there are other players, you know, in the coming, you know, give it whatever time frame you want, Beatles, 6 months to a year, might be signing deals they ordinarily wouldn't, because they have been scared straight by this coronavirus and say, wow, you know, things are really fragile, not just, you know, not life. You don't have to get into a big spiritual discussion, but it could be the economy. It could be your situation. It could be, you know, where you are and what's happening in that town. And if you've got a whole bunch of guaranteed money sitting in front of you, maybe the smart thing to do is just take it. If it's in a situation that you like, in a team that you like, in a town that you like, will there be people more willing to sign those types of deals now and in the coming months than we've seen in the past? Give it a number, 10, 12 years before the last, you know, big recession.
My question would be as well for Mookie, if they put that back on the table right now, would you take it now?
You mean if the Red Sox put it back on the table, or just any team?
Any team, yeah. Including the Red Sox.
Yes, yes.
You're taking that deal now? What if it's $300 million right now? I mean, how could you possibly turn that down?
Tell me why. Because he thinks there's going to be so much more money on the table next spring?
I mean, he could do the short-term deal. He could. But baseball contracts are fully, really, actually guaranteed.
Well, what about the mechanisms?
No, there's no mechanisms, baby. The mechanism is put the pen to paper and it's all yours.
What if
that's the mechanism in baseball. And so if they put
the mechanical pen is the mechanism.
Yes. that is what the deal is here. And so if they put that on the table for you – any team, Dodgers, Red Sox, anybody. Are you taking that one now? And I think that is, that to me, if you turn that down, you would legitimately have reason to have regrets if you turned it down again.
Yeah, there's, so, I mean, baseball, it's just, here it is. Here's all this money. And we could talk about deferments, and we talked a lot about that, you know, and
right.
Here recently with the, you know, Bobby Bonilla Day. But,
right.
I mean,
but no, you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, who is arguably the best player in his sport right now, right?
Yes.
Just won the Super Bowl, all of this. And this guy signs a deal where we're going through mechanisms, and he's got, what's the real full hard guaranteed money? Okay, it appears to be $63 million. Tom Pelissero has that number. And then you look at Mookie Betts, who is, he's one of the best players in his sport.
Yes.
But he's one of a lot of really good players in his sport. And he's one of, you know, nine guys in a lineup. And yeah, he's MVP caliber, but does he have the same impact on his sport as Patrick Mahomes does?
No.
Not even close. So, you know, baseball players, their salaries are much better than a lot of other sports.
What do I have to do to get this $300 million? Nothing. What,
sign the paper.
Sign it? What? Are there any incentives? No. No incentives in baseball. We don't do that. We give you $300 million over the course of just, I don't know, read the fine print if you want. But at the end of it, it's $300 million given to you. Do you want it or not? Right now, he would take it. He would have to. Absolutely.
617-779-0985. Let's get your calls coming up. And also, Tom Brady. He may be in Tampa now, but he's still got businesses here in Massachusetts, and they're in the news today. We'll get to that next.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Boston Business Journal has a headline on a story that went up yesterday. Tom Brady's lifestyle brand awarded at least $350,000 in PPP money. You may have seen yesterday that all the PPP companies, the loans that were given, it's been publicly disclosed which companies got the paycheck protection loans. And Tom Brady's TB12 got somewhere between $350,000 and $1 million. They're in that range. That's how the data was released. And this has apparently upset some people already. That's why it's a headline on this particular story that Tom Brady is the owner of this business, and people think of Tom Brady as being filthy rich because he's a professional athlete. Do you have any issue with this whatsoever? I have none.
None. Because I don't think, well, number one, yes, you are correct. Tom Brady could write a check for $350,000 and it wouldn't affect him all that much and blah, blah, blah. But it's a business. And like any business, they're entitled to certain protections and certain benefits during this time. So to not take advantage of them, look, you're not obligated to go into your own pocket and do this stuff. And some people have. And it's admirable when some businesses feel like, no, we don't need to do this. This money could be, you know, better used elsewhere. Fine, I don't think those people are stupid, but in Tom Brady's case, I think he's got as much to do with TB12 as Colonel Sanders did with KFC toward the end. I don't think he's much more than a guy who said, yep, call it TB12. What is he? Is he going behind the counter? Is he balancing the books at the end of the day? Are he and Giselle sitting at the dining room table wondering how they're going to make ends meet and how they're going to make the lease payment on the Boylston location?
He's not your typical small business owner. You're correct.
Right. So somebody in the TB12 entity said, hey, we're a rehab, whatever the hell it is. You know, we sell $50 vitamins. We sell $50 golden seal tablets, and we help people stretch. And we've got a nice storefront here on Boylston Street, and another nice one down in Foxborough. And these places aren't cheap. The rent on these places isn't cheap. And we got people working here, and we can't work. We can't pay, and we can't work. So what are they supposed to do? What have a lot of people done? A lot of businesses that were doing very well up until this point, all of a sudden they have nothing coming in, nothing. So what were the TB12 people supposed to do? You call up Tom and ask him to write a check? If you were in charge of running TB12, would you have done that, Beetle? Or would you
Yes. I don't understand what the issue is. If you want to be upset about something, this is not the company to be upset about.
If you were running TB12 for whatever enterprise, would you take the money or would you call Tom Brady and say, look, I know we've never met. Well, we met that one time when you came into the store, but I'm the GM. We got a problem here. Would you write me a check for $350? No, I would
first
not.
Of all, he's more involved than what you describe in terms of being in regular contact with the people who are there. That I do know. I know that for a fact.
Okay.
I do. But no, I agree with your general point, though, that he's not there looking over the books at the end of every week and going down to the bank to make a deposit. I mean, you know, that's not what he's doing there.
You have to clear the last transaction. Let me show you how to do this here.
Right.
Just go back to the home screen here. It's control delete. Okay, now ring it in again.
Hi, yes. Does this bank have a night drop just in case we close up a little late on Friday? I want to make sure I can still make my deposit. No, I don't think Brady's doing that.
Tom, where are you going, honey? Somebody locked themselves out of the store again. I got to go down there and let them in. I'll be back. I'm the only one, the other set of keys. I'll be right back.
Listen, if there are things to be upset about this program, it was that there were small businesses that could not get access to the money that really needed it. And there are also very large corporations that took the money and clearly didn't need it. And so I think those are the things to be upset about. Not TB12 and not Tom Brady. Sorry, I don't put him in that category. And that headline has been picked up by the AP and the newspapers in Tampa and other media outlets here. I'm like, what is this? What are we getting upset about here? You know, I don't see where there's any reason to be outraged about Brady getting this loan.
No,
or his business is getting this loan.
And again, Beetle, that's it. It's not Brady. It's the TB12 business, and it is a pretty big operation. I had a couple of guys on earlier this year on the golf show. Like, good guys, knew what they were talking about. They do some good work there. But it's an example of like two of the younger guys in this organization that I'm sure were out of work for a time and needed, you know, to know that they were still going to collect some kind of a paycheck so they could pay their rent and stuff. And what are they supposed to do? Well, you do this. You use the Paycheck Protection Program. That's what it's there for.
Right. Right. But I always get a kick out of the people thinking that the athletes are the rich people in this world. That, you know what I mean? That to me makes me laugh. The athletes are the people with all the money, you know, the super rich in this country. What? No, they don't even register.
No.
Yeah, no, they have millions of dollars, but they're not even on the map, guys.
It's not even close. The people who own the real estate where Tom Brady's TB12 stores are going in, those are the guys, if they woke up tomorrow with Tom Brady's money, they'd kill themselves.
Right, and you don't know their names, and they are largely anonymous.
Right.
You know, if they had Tom Brady's money, they'd off themselves. Yeah, that's right. They jump off the back of a $10 million yacht, you know?
And it's just, you know, the way it's reported sometimes, too, it's like, Tom Brady's performance lifestyle brand reportedly sought a financial lifeline from the federal government, according to a small... You know, it's all kind of like said out of the corner of their mouths, like, what do you think about that? Why don't you just say it? You know, write an opinion piece where you say it's nonsense for this. And you know, actually take a stance on it. Because I particularly don't think it's nonsensical for any business to get whatever help they can get right now. I think in the long run, it's going to be the best thing for that business. And as it extends out for the employees, for the little people that, you know, hopefully will still have a job at this time next year. You know, do whatever you can to make sure your business is healthy so you can continue to employ people, not just over the course of these 3 months, but 3 months from now and 6 months from now and 3 years from now. Do it. It makes sense. It's there for you. It's helpful.
617-779-0985. We've got calls here on Mahomes and also Mookie Betts. We'll go to Eric in Winthrop. Hey, Eric.
Hey, I was just wondering, when's the coffee getting here?
That's a great question. Where the hell's the coffee?
No good business runs without coffee.
Wait, the coffee machine has been fixed. I'm sitting here drinking coffee. Don't bust
there
my
you go.
Balls.
Oh. All set.
Oh,
fixed,
there you go.
Eric.
All right, good. Listen, I'm worried about my electric bill. I don't think any of these athletes are. I know they're not the super rich, but, like, for me, it sounds foolish. But at some point, it's just a cool number. Like, what'd you get paid last year? Half a bill.
All right.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate
it. A lot going on there. Coffee, light bill, half a billion. But no one's getting paid $500 million. That was kind of the whole point of the Patrick Mahomes thing. He's getting paid $63 million. And after that, there are mechanisms.
Was that Zoe calling?
No, Zoe is too busy retweeting my blueberry iced coffee commentary with thumbs down symbols. You just can't stay away. You're on vacation. Don't listen, Zoe. Go away. Stay off Twitter.
Alan in Florida. Alan, how are you?
I'm all right, hopefully in this horrible state, but what are you going to do? I'll be in Maine soon, so thank God I'll get away from this moronic, idiotic, disgusting state. We have a governor that has the brain of a porcupine. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Anyway, talking about money, the owner of the Dodgers, who was a good friend of mine, one of my closest friends growing up, believe me, Mookie Betts will not be leaving L.A. And, you know, one thing that gets me, because, yeah, he's, you know, he isn't going to be like a Mahomes. He's not a quarterback. He's not a pitcher. But I enjoyed watching him, and I still say I think he's one of the five top players in baseball. And let me ask you, what if the Red Sox kept him this year? Then the $300 million was off the table. Then they could have maybe gotten him on the cheap next year.
So Alan, I love you. Thank you. This goes back to what I said at the time. I'm like, what's wrong with just letting the guy play you for the rest of the season and see what happens?
Right.
Let's just see what happens. You have him under contract. Why do you have to trade him? Trade him for the guy with a broken back and the guy who only played 10 games last year? Well, they got something for him. Did they? I don't know. What isn't there a benefit in having him here? Isn't there a benefit to the geography? Would it be beneficial right now to still have Mookie Betts as a member of the Boston Red Sox, having not signed a long-term extension, Beetle? Would that be beneficial to you as a Red Sox front office guy trying to re-sign him?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Alan, thank you. Thank you. I mean... Oh, we got to get something for him. It's smart. It's a good deal. Then move him now. Really? How does it look now? Are you happy with it, or would you have been better off keeping him here just to see what happens after one more season? Because right now, and again, nobody predicted this. I'm not saying you should have seen the coronavirus coming, but it's just another example, and it may be a far-fetched one, but here we are living it, of why you don't necessarily have to trade a guy so you can say to either your boss or say to your fan base, well, at least we got something for him. We knew we weren't going to be able to. Oh, well, you know what? Had you not traded him away for practically nothing, then you would be able to you'd be in a much better position to retain his services.
Speaking of the Red Sox, they have a schedule out. We know when they're going to start things up. We have a schedule to look at, a little schedule breakdown. something we've never done before. Look at the Major League Baseball schedule. But in these uncertain times, with a 60-game wacky schedule, we're going to do that. We'll do it in 90 seconds. Also, there's some football news, so listen up. Here's McCone.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.